There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free call-in line, or send us a message on Skype. You can dial in that way. Username is lrn.fm, and you'll usually sound better that way. We're talking about Willie Nelson and why he thinks you should buy his weed. We've also discussed tonight gender inequality, hiring a hitman, and 420 at the State House. All that and more, plus, of course, your calls in studio tonight. It's me, Derek J.
Rich Paul.
And Christopher Cantwell will join us in just seconds as he returns. Willie Nelson. We were talking about him in the last segment. He was arrested. You should know a thing or two about this, Rich. He was arrested as recently as 2010 when he memorably created the Teapot Party.
Mm-hmm.
They mostly want autographs now, Nelson says of police officers. They really don't bother me much anymore for the weed, because you can bust me now and I'll pay my fine or go to jail, get out and burn one on the way home. They know they're not stopping me.
Yeah, that's pretty much, I think, the conclusion they've come to with me. When they finally terminated my probation, my probation officer just said, look, he's not going to smoke weed no matter what we tell him, or he's not going to stop smoking weed no matter what we tell him. So just throw him in jail for a little while and then terminate his probation.
Have you been arrested for cannabis possession, Christopher Cantwell?
No. I got charged with marijuana possession when I was arrested for something else once, but I've never been arrested just for cannabis.
Oh, okay. So, but you did get that charge.
Yeah, I was charged with
something
possession of marijuana.
We all share. We all have that in common tonight. And so.
It's amazing that I don't have more drug arrests.
And so we also share this with Willie Nelson. So we return to the story from Rolling Stone. I forgot to mention, Christopher Cantwell, that you have a very special blog.
I do, ChristopherCantwell.com, and it's been something of a source of controversy over the course of time. We're having a lot of fun over there. I'm actually going through a little bit of a rebranding. I used to say at the top of the website, I used to see anarchist, atheist, expletive. But now it says anarchist, atheist, evolutionist. So I'm changing things around a little bit to sort of make it more palatable towards the outward marketing. But it's just as...
Are you going soft on us?
The content is just as controversial, if not more. I also changed the name of my podcast. I do a show at least every Friday. I used to call it Some Garbage Podcast. The show is now titled Radical Agenda.
I don't trust a podcast called Some Garbage Podcast produced by a man who wears a polo.
Well, it was interesting. Like, I felt like an idiot. I actually got Walter Williams on as a guest, and I don't know how many of you guys are familiar.
Yeah.
You know, he's a pretty big-name guest, and then I'm introducing him on the program, and I'm realizing that I'm introducing Walter Williams and telling him that he's on Some Garbage Podcast, and I felt like an idiot. And so I changed the name of the program.
Did you consider anarchist, atheist, idiot?
Most people are polite enough, they're just going to let it go, but I agree, it sounds nice to rebrand, add a little flair to your...
Right, and the thing was, like, when I started Some Garbage Podcast, I started it with my business partner, Eddie, in New York, and it was garbage at first, right? Like, the first episode of it was, like, we didn't even
Truth
have microphones. It was just, like, you hear us talk through the camera microphone halfway across the room. It was ridiculous. We had no idea what we were doing. And so now I've actually got, like, a mixer and microphones and, like, a halfway decent, you know, this studio apparatus. And so we've been doing a little less garbage each time, and now it's just a radical agenda.
No garbage here. This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in 855-450-FREE is the toll-free call-in line. Back to the story from Rolling Stone. Willie Nelson says that his new company, Willie's Reserve, remember, he's going to sell pot, will emphasize environmental and social issues to, quote, support the gradual end of marijuana prohibition across America. Why gradual? Why support a gradual end? Let's support an abrupt end to marijuana prohibition. Seeing the power of legalization, regulation, and taxation to impact how Americans view cannabis is a life's work, realized for Willie, a rep for the singer, said in a statement. Ew, that statement makes me squirm. You?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Just throwing taxation into one of the things he's going for, I don't like taxation.
And what about regulation?
And regulation, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, the market can regulate itself just fine.
Yeah. I am looking forward to working with the best growers in Colorado and Washington to make sure our product is the best on the market, Nelson added. The singer is also teamed with friend Merle Haggard for the pro-marijuana video, It's All Going to Pot, which premiered Monday on Conan O'Brien's website. So, the links are at Rolling Stone, and you can find more on this story at freetalklive.com. In fact, that's where you can go to submit articles that we talk about here on the show. If you'd like, go to freetalklive.com, and you can submit articles about just about anything. And then users vote on what they like the best. That moves to the top, and this was indeed at the top of the page today on Free Talk Live, just published hours ago. So very exciting.
I'd like to come back to equal rights also, because the one thing that we missed that I wanted to say is that unequal results are the result of can be the results of applying equal justice to unequal people. People are not equally tall. They are not equally smart. They are not equally strong. And so if you apply equal justice to unequal people, you will get unequal results. The only way to
get... what's an example?
An example is that someone who is weaker is not going to be able to move as much stuff if they work in a thrift store. And therefore, they may not be as worth as much money to the guy, to the owner, as somebody who can move more stuff. And,
yes. You
know, to me, that's what matters, is how much stuff can you move. I don't care what's dangling between your legs. You know, if a skinny little guy comes in and a big tough woman comes in, and I want to move a lot of stuff, I might hire the big tough woman. But then again, on average, men are stronger than women.
And what if you're just the HR director for the firm, and you see a woman's resume on your desk, and you just say, you know, this probably isn't a job for a woman, and you just skip it because it's a female first name.
You see, I would not bother doing that. I would.
That doesn't seem right.
To me, it doesn't matter. I mean, I want to know how much you can lift, not who.
Like, but don't you have some reasonable expectations
between your legs?
Are you going to go out of your way to go to like extra effort just to try to apply things equally? I mean,
no.
Why would I have some reasonable expectation that men are going to be more capable of certain things than women? Even if I'm talking about
don't know that until you give them an interview.
Average,
okay, you've got resumes on your desk. Presumably, if it's for a job that requires heavy lifting, she's got information about how much she can lift. So that's what you determine it based on, not her name.
Yeah, that's what matters to me. How much can you lift?
Well, but let's say there's a job that requires an extraordinarily high IQ, right? Now, if we look at IQs across the genders, women tend to be more in the middle, and men are in the lower and very high ranges, right? You look at like a bell curve of IQ, and it's crazy to look at.
I'm afraid of where you're going here.
Well, I'm saying, let's say, do people complain when this whole shirt storm thing went off, right?
What's that?
The European Space Agency, when the guy, I forget, his name escapes me, but when they landed the rocket on the comet, and this guy had the shirt with the pictures of the women on it, and all the feminists freaked out and said, this is why women aren't in engineering. And I'm like, no, these are geniuses, and you don't tend to fall into that category.
Okay.
Right? The IQ range
is but, a thing that you can figure out when you look at it, right?
There are female geniuses, though. So who wants to waste a genius because she doesn't have the right stuff between her legs? That's
from a
society-wide perspective, that's a crazy thing to do. And it's not good for the individual either.
Yeah, go for the qualifications. What do you think? You can dial in. Take Chris Cantwell to task. Tell him how wrong he is.
Give me a chance.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype us for n.fm.
Are you completely free of stress and fatigue?
Well, of course not. You aren't alone, though. Now think about how nice it would be to begin relieving some of that stress and fatigue. Let me introduce you to a product that has and is working for me. It's called Youthful Greens. Youthful Greens. It's packed full of nature's nourishing, cleansing, and alkalizing greens, providing a powerful dose of whole food nutrition in each serving. Youthful Greens helps increase overall energy levels and reduce all that fatigue and stress on your body. And right now, when you visit freegreens.net or call 800-333-6923 and order your 1 month supply of Youthful Greens for only $29.95, you get another month's supply for free. That's 2 months of Youthful Greens for the already low price of just $29.95, plus free shipping. That's saving you $45. Visit freegreens.net today or simply call 800-333-6923. And hey, you're welcome.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk.
Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. Or LRN.FM on Skype. We were just talking about ending prohibition, cannabis prohibition, and alcohol. Willie Nelson and his own reserve of cannabis. And now I turn to a story from the Huffington Post. Get this, guys. Conservative lawyer Jean Scher argues that marriage equality will lead to a spike in abortion rates. This from the Huffington Post. Can you believe it?
Well, you know, there's this thing within the gay community that I think is really unfortunate of all these, you know, irresponsible pregnancies going on. It needs to stop.
Yeah. Of course, the we in the studio includes tonight me, Derek J.
Rich Paul.
And Cantwell.
A conservative Washington, D.C.-based attorney is making headlines after linking same-sex marriage to abortion rates in a bizarre blog post. Jean Scher, who specializes in constitutional and appellate litigation, is perhaps best known for defending same-sex marriage ban in Utah and Idaho, and is a former clerk to U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. Now, as the Washington Post points out, he's filed an amicus brief on behalf of 100 scholars of marriage, asking the Supreme Court not to recognize same-sex marriage as a constitutional right. Do you agree with him?
Well, I don't see marriage anywhere in the Constitution, so I don't know where he comes up with that. But
I don't like this guy, but I agree with him.
Yeah, I don't...
Now, wait, you agree that there will be more abortion?
No. I agree that same-sex marriage is not a constitutional right.
Yeah, and the fact of the matter is,
disagree,
I don't think...
because the 14th Amendment says equal protection under the law.
But what does the law have to do with marriage?
And me. Well, okay, marriage, there should be a separation of marriage and state. Let me say that. I would love to see governments completely stop performing marriage and let churches perform marriages because, you know, it seems like if it exists, it should be a religious thing, not a government thing. But the reality is, so long as government is performing marriages, they have an obligation under the Constitution to treat each and every person as the same.
I don't agree with that. Equal protection under the law does not mean that you have to go and. I don't see how you draw that distinction there. It just doesn't mean. I don't even know how to respond to it because it doesn't seem to make any sense to me.
Well. If straight people can get married, gay people should be able
well,
to
get
married.
Well, if they're saying we're issuing marriage licenses and we see marriage as a thing between a man and a woman, right? Which, look, I have no problem anybody wants to enter into any number of different types of contracts. They're more than welcome to do that, right? But I don't, if somebody says, well, I think marriage is a thing between a man and a woman, I don't think it's the most unreasonable thing for a person to say, right? So if that's what they see a marriage as and that's what they're issuing marriage licenses for, then, you know, then fine.
Well, it's not people but governments that issue marriage licenses, and I do believe that governments have a duty to stay out of that kind of thing.
I do think they have a duty to stay out of it, but that's not what gay marriage proposes, is it?
Gay marriage proposes removing one distinction that makes one group of people different from another group of people under the law for no justifiable logical reason.
Why would we want to punish gay people with marriage licenses? I don't think men should be marrying women at this point in America. Why they would want to start marrying each other, I don't understand. Marriage is
gay
like not even a good deal. They
right
screw you
to
over.
Be just as it's, miserable as straight people
they,
got.
They sure do, and they can be as miserable as they want without the intervention of the state. So I don't understand why the push for marriage, gay marriage, okay? If you want to repeal marriage licenses, I'll get on board with that. I'll say, get out of marriage, government. I'll do that all day long. I am not getting on board with the gay marriage thing. I'm not doing it.
I will get on board with removing any injustice that I can from the law. And yes, would I rather have the government completely stop performing marriages? Absolutely. I would rather you come to the Church of the Invisible Hand and let me marry you, because I will marry you to a man, I will marry you to two men, I will marry you to two men and three women.
What about dogs?
I will not marry you to a dog, but I will marry you to a tree. That's because so
it's so cool.
I was in a jail with a guy who did his dog, and he just creeped me out, and I don't want any
you're
part
such a,
of
oh,
that.
So because, so because you got creeped out by a thing, that's not a marriage, Rich. Well, that's such so bigoted that I can't believe that you would exercise such an arbitrary authority over somebody's voluntary relationship with their own property. You know,
a man has every right to marry his dog. I just ain't going to do the deed.
Fair
you
enough.
Know, I don't want to see it. I don't want to know about it. And by
you're discriminating,
the same token,
Rich.
Yes, I am. And I'm discriminating according to my own taste. If a man refuses to bake a wedding cake for a gay marriage, he too is within his rights. No one should ever be forced to bake a cake that they don't want to bake because that's strategy. That's slavery, I mean. And I don't care why they don't want to bake that
What
cake.
If I wanted to marry my sex toy? Can I come to the Church of the Invisible Hand and get married to my... I don't want to get into too much detail.
Let's not get specific, but let's go.
Normally, we will not marry a man to his sex toys, but we will make special dispensation for those who can't do better at the appropriate price. So come to me for counseling, my son.
It will get interesting as those like cyborgs and robots become a little more authentic, let's say, in the future years. Will people start marrying their sex toys? Let's...
He's marrying a feminist.
Let's go to James, is calling in Michigan. What's going on in your mind, James?
Well, first off, thanks for having me. And I just wanted to touch on what was referred to as the separation of marriage and state. Mm-hmm. And I've been saying for many, many years that... I believe that the government should not have the right to say who got married. That's a personal decision and should be a religious decision. But I do have a question as far as a possible solution.
Go ahead.
My best friend and his wife are both atheists, don't associate with any religion. And so when they got married, they actually went to the justice of the peace. Do you think that maybe there, in that instance, could be like mediators or something out there, you know, in a free society to, you know, help them make their bond?
If I were the International Association of Atheists, I would demand the right to perform marriages and let them have whatever rules they so desire for their brand of marriages. And if somebody doesn't like those rules, they can form another voluntary association and issue marriages with a completely different set of rules.
Isn't there a church out there, the Universal Life Church or something, that just gives away degrees or diplomas, whatever it's called?
Oh, I'm an ordained minister in the Church of Spiritual Humanism.
So, could you perform a marriage for these atheists?
Theoretically, yeah.
Well, there's your answer, James. What about that?
All right, would that be the same solution for same-sex couples? I mean, I probably should have asked my brother. My brother and his husband live in a place that really is not friendly to same-sex couples, and they went out east to get married.
The issue at hand is that the law does not recognize the union.
Yeah, hang on the line, James. I'd like to bring you back to discuss this more. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. What do you think?
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the ultimate enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and you can call in and talk about anything you want. Right now, we're talking with James in Michigan about marriage and getting the state out of it. Or do they belong there? You can share your thoughts. The we in the studio tonight is me, Derek J.
Rich Paul.
And Cantwell.
And so we were talking about an article from... What was the Huffington Post talking about a lawyer in D.C. who's making a connection, a bizarre connection, between same-sex marriage rates and an increase in abortions? And I want to hear that, but first we return to the phones and the fun. James, you are back on Free Talk Live. You were saying that perhaps you should ask your brother about this. Why is that?
Well, just because he actually went through the process. He went to I forgot which state. It was a private ceremony. It just he and his husband and two witnesses.
You didn't attend.
Actually, it was just one of those things. It was spur of the moment. They said, "Hey, let's go out east. You know, it's legal there, so that if and when it becomes legal here, we've already got the certificate."
And at this point, you already knew he was out to you and the family and everything?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was the first person he came out with, like, 15 years ago. So
why did he have to travel so far?
Well, because it's not legal in his state. So I forgot which state he went to out east, but it was
why does that matter? It's not illegal in places, right? Like, you don't get arrested for being gay married.
Well, he wanted a legal marriage certificate.
Yeah, but what's the point? Why?
It changes your tax status. It's recognized by the federal government.
Well, I would like the federal government to stop taxing single people.
Well, I personally think that marriage should just be a contract between individuals. You know, just a contract between two people. You so choose 3, 4, 5. You know, I'm not opposed to polygamy. I don't personally agree with it. But
what about dogs?
Oh, no.
Or other animals? Snakes?
No, I think that both people have to be able to consent to the contract, so...
What if your dog came over and was, like, whining and whimpering and just really wanted some loving? And
no, that's
you were
ridiculous.
Like, no, get away from me, and you just kept on denying.
James
well,
makes
the
a good
I
point
was
about
jail
consent.
With did complain, did say that she enjoyed it.
You know, I asked that question because I am gay, and when I started hearing all this talk about gay marriage and why it should be illegal, a lot of the conservatives would get on TV and the radio and say, well, if you let gays get married, you know, they'll be marrying multiple people. They'll marry their dogs. And I always thought, what's wrong with that? I'm not into it, but, you know, James makes a good point. It's about consent, and dogs really can't.
Well, if you've ever given a dog a bath, you can probably tell whether they're consenting or not.
Good point, Rich. Any other thoughts you have tonight, James?
Nope, I think that's it.
All right, thanks so much for the call. 855-450-FREE, if you would like to disagree or agree. So let's return to this story from...
Yeah, I got
to
find out how he's making this. This dot-connecting exercise sounds like a lot of fun.
These are his words. A reduction in the opposite sex marriage rate means an increase in the percentage of women who are unmarried and who, according to all available data, have much higher abortion rates than married women. You see where this is going?
Okay, so the idea being that if you legalize gay marriage, there will be more single mothers, and thus this will lead to an increase in abortions.
You've got it. And it sounds like that's the point.
First off, his first premise is wrong, because both men and women can engage in gay marriage, so there's no reason to believe that the number of single women would increase in the first place. So this guy needs to just study statistics or math or logic or something.
And I also sort of doubt that there's a whole bunch of guys out there who are, like, really anxious to have a gay wedding who would otherwise go out and marry a woman, right? It seems sort of doubtful to me that there are guys who are like, you know, I totally like to stop having sex with women, but, you know, it's not legal for me to get married to them, and I've sort of got these, you know, pair bonding values, and I really value, you know, state-sanctioned monogamous marriage, and thus I'm not going to, you know, engage in gay relationships. I'm going to go marry a woman and give her a bunch of babies.
Well, according to this D.C.-based lawyer, based on past experiences, institutionalizing same-sex marriage poses an enormous risk of reduced opposite-sex marriage rates. Now, this is another one that I heard trumpeted all over the place when same-sex marriage started getting on the national radar, is people said, well, it'll not decrease the opposite sex marriages, but it'll demean it. It'll make it meaningless, right? And so people won't get straight married anymore.
Right, because, you know, state-sanctioned monogamous straight marriage is working out so well right now, right? like it's not a completely meaningless concept when Elvis can go do it at a drive-thru in Vegas, but if gay people start going into churches that allow it, then this is going to be a big problem. You know, the people who say these types of things, I think they must not be very secure in their own sexuality, right? Mm. Like, if they're like, well, you know, I'm really into this whole straight sex thing, but, you know, if the state starts sanctioning gay marriages, I just might have to drop to my knees and go to a glory hole. Like, what planet are these people on?
D.C. So, claiming that, according to the article, HuffingtonPost.com, claiming that opposite-sex marriage rates have declined in the time that same-sex marriage has been recognized across many states and abroad, he implies that up to 900,000 children could be aborted as a result of their mothers never marrying. And as you point out, Cantwell, they weren't going to marry gay men anyway.
So here's the I'm going to try to work with this guy here. Okay, so here's where I see this. If there that correlation exists, and I haven't seen the data, but I actually think the data sounds plausible. I think he's just missing something. Okay, There is across this country a growing left wing influence. Okay, that and gay marriage tends to be part of that series of issues that these people are into. Those issues, those left liberal social values, the feminism, the gender equality stuff, and all this crap is a situation
flag
that does terrible things to the family unit, right? When people are just abdicating responsibility and they don't think that genders have roles and that sort of thing, that's why you get to a point where we've got something like 50% of all marriages end in divorce at this point, because there's no the family values, the family unit has been completely destroyed. And Karl Marx absolutely stated that explicitly, that was the whole entire point. So as those left liberal social values, which include gay marriage, spread across the country, I'm not surprised that there's more single mothers and divorced people and problems in families and abortions.
See, I don't think treating people equally is a leftist thing. I think forcing people to bake cakes they don't want to bake, that's a leftist thing. But treating people equally should, I think, under the law, should be a centrist position. I really do.
Don't conservatives rally for the right to discriminate?
I think that they should. I think not enough of them do. I'm really angry with Mike Pence right now for backing down the religious freedom law, the governor of Indiana.
Oh, yeah, he started that whole thing.
Okay, and then he backed down and he said, well, we'll add things to it so that it won't allow discrimination. I'm like, well,
yeah, he made
you know,
it pointless, right? I mean, I think we're all of us are here for the freedom to discriminate.
Well, they didn't necessarily make it pointless because they excluded certain kinds of discrimination from the law, but the law is very broadly written. It says what it claims is that the state will not unnecessarily burden your free exercise of religion without a compelling state interest in doing so.
Oh,
so
and that could
mean
anything.
Of other kinds of church. Exactly. It doesn't say anything about discrimination. And as a matter of fact, there was no law in Indiana prior to the passage of this religious freedom law forbidding discriminating against homosexuals.
There were a number of local laws.
People claimed that the purpose of the law was to create a loophole in a law that didn't exist, but the actual effect of the law may actually be very salutary with respect to cannabis churches, with respect to Wiccans, all kinds of people.
There are a number of local municipalities that had banned discrimination on a number of different categories, and there was some suspicion that it was at a state level to overturn those laws.
Are you for discrimination? I am. I want to know who the bigots are. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free call-in line. Share your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ron Paul here. Today, I have an urgent message for every American who's retired or thinking about retiring soon. You see, our own government's disastrous policies have now put you, me, and everyone over the age of 50 at great risk. Sometime in the near future, we're going to have yet another financial crisis. This one won't be solved with bailouts, and it will hit seniors the hardest. I fear there will be civil unrest, a drop in stock prices, pension fund collapses, big changes to Social Security and Medicare, the erosion of personal liberties, bank and brokerage closings, and ultimately a major crisis as the U.S. dollar is rejected for almost any non-paper alternative.
Don't let this happen to your retirement. Dr. Ron Paul strongly believes when the next crisis hits, there will be no warning, and the government won't save you. Go online to www.ronpaulwarning10.com, where you'll learn simple steps you can take to protect your retirement. Go to www.ronpaulwarningthenumber10.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co. The first first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Same-sex marriage. Does welcoming same-sex marriage to this country make abortion more likely? That's the argument being made by one D.C. lawyer. This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control, 855-450-3733. Gets you on the air. You can also Skype lrn.fm. But we return to this story from the Huffington Post, which is a recap of a story that broke at the Daily Signal. Apparently, that's the blog of the Heritage Foundations, their news site, and that's where this D.C.-based attorney is making headlines. So we return to this article where he's making this argument that same-sex marriage in America will lead to more abortions. What do you think? Well, he says, in short, forcing states to convert the traditional gendered marriage institution into a genderless institution will very likely reduce man-woman marriages by undermining some of the norms that encourage heterosexual couples to marry, which in turn will increase the number of unmarried women and hence the number of children aborted. Boy, that's a stretch, isn't it?
I just don't think that he's tying the right issue to it, right? As I said before we went out before, I do think that he's got a legitimate concern. I just don't think it has anything to do with gay couples. I think the problem that we're facing is that, the gay marriage issue is, as far as I'm concerned, a leftist thing. I don't think that we should be pushing for gay marriage
licenses.
What about
the Log Cabin Republic? Aren't there a group of Republicans that are gay who promote same-sex marriage?
I'm not surprised that there are leftists in the Republican Party.
Come on.
It's an egalitarian point of view.
Can't they be conservatives and support same-sex marriage?
I think that they could be conservatives and ask to repeal the marriage license.
Conservatives are doing that.
Well, they should. That's what they should be doing, government out of the way. That's what conservatives are supposed to be doing. And the fact that conservatives aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing is part of the reason I got sick of the Republican Party.
Interestingly enough, the one thing that has led a couple of conservatives that I've talked to the idea that maybe we shouldn't be performing marriages at all, we're arguing exactly this issue of gay marriage, and they say, well, if we're going to have a gay marriage, we might as well not do it at all. And I'm just like, I'm right there with you. You might as well not do it at all in the first place. But so long as you're doing it, you should do it equally for everybody.
It was a liberal who changed my mind on this issue. I was out working for the ACLU at the time when I was on the streets asking this man, hey, it looks like you support same-sex marriage. And he said, actually, I do. But I don't think the state should be involved. And it blew my mind. This is a man who was married and had children. I could see them. They were present, and he was hanging with them. They were present for the conversation as well. So this was presumably a liberal who was making the argument that the state shouldn't be involved, even though he is a supporter of same-sex marriage.
And the thing is that it drives me crazy when I see libertarians touting this stuff, right? I mean, I don't think that marriage licenses help people. I don't think it's a good thing.
But apparently a lot of gay people disagree with you because they're moving to different states so that they can get one.
And a lot of gay people vote Democrat and think that Obamacare is wonderful. And I'm sorry that that particular demographic has been targeted by the left.
So why are they wrong? Why will marriage licenses not help them? Because this is a disagreement that I have with one of my co-hosts on another show that I do, Flaming Freedom, a gay liberty-themed talk show. Dale says that marriage licenses are a great thing and we should have them in every state.
Well, I don't know how he's coming to that, and we have yet
because
to see.
Didn't say marriage licenses are a great thing.
Yeah,
did he? Or
no,
did
no.
He say, does he want state out of marriage? Yes, he does.
I'm
I
sure
know
he
Dale
does.
Too.
I'm sure he does.
I think he misrepresented him there.
No, his point is that we live in a time when you need a marriage license in order to visit your loved ones in a hospital.
Since when?
You didn't.
Like,
you
where does that actually
don't
happen?
You know that quite often hospitals will only let family members in? Yes, that is a common thing.
Yes, and, also, and I had a black friend in ICU, and they said family only, and I said, well, he's my brother, get out of my way, right? And yeah. I just walked in there, and they didn't do anything to stop me.
Well, I have to imagine.
Maybe they don't want to lie. Also, if there are children adopted, there's a question of what happens to those children if one parent dies. If you're a married couple, it goes to the other spouse. If you're not a married couple, it goes to the grandparents or into foster care, could go anywhere.
Well, you can delegate that in a will, first of all. And the other thing, so if we're talking about hospitals
do
that are making
people
decisions,
have to delegate that in a will? No, they can get married and have it done automatically.
Well, they can also be like biologically parents of the child and not get married, and then it goes off to the other parent. But that's terribly unlikely to happen with gay couples. So if you're going to you're going to adopt someone by a contract, then why don't you just make that part of the contract?
Let's go to the phones and the fun. Robert is in Pennsylvania. What's on your mind, Robert?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Excellent.
I'm not doing so good, Robert. I, like, slept all day.
Oh,
my whole sleeping schedule was out of whack, and I don't know. I tried
getting
to
started.
Take, like, Benadryls at night, but then it started making me groggy. Do you have any advice?
Yeah, I do. I think we should have another Lemonade Freedom Day one of these days.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
The Union of Unemployed People would be down with that.
I actually wanted to talk to you about the button to end government.
Oh,
I like that topic.
So, what is this? Set it up for us.
Well, I mean, I know that some people on Free Talk Live have had disagreements about if there was a button to end government, who would push it and who wouldn't push it and things like that. And I heard, Chris Cantwell arguing quite a few times in favor of pushing that button.
Yeah,
and I
seems like a no-brainer.
Yeah, it absolutely is a no-brainer if you ask me. And to be honest with you, it's very difficult to believe that, you know, any libertarian or anarchist who is, you know, working everything they do every single day of their life, right, practically to end the state, and they would have this magical button and they wouldn't do it. It's just absurd to me.
I wouldn't do it.
What?
I wouldn't do it.
Why?
Because if you push that button right now, you haven't ended the concept of the state. You've ended the existence of a particular state.
Ah.
And since most of your neighbors are statists, they would immediately establish a new state. Not just that, but your neighbors are also way stupider than the founding fathers were. And the founding fathers at least tried to limit government. There may be no such provision in a new totalitarian government that grows up in the wake of somebody pushing that button. So I want to educate people until at least half of us in some geographical area are anarchists, and then I want to end government in that area.
Are you under the impression that the government as it exists right now is doing something to curtail the behavior of these animals that you're so concerned about? Like the government existing right now. So like people are stupid and have bad ideas, right? And so
for yourself.
You believe that we need to have a government.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We need to have a government to keep those people in line, and it's doing a real good job of doing that in the meantime.
Well, the one thing that the government does do pretty successfully is prevent the establishment of any other government within its territory. And considering that, you know, most all governments in the world are worse, I would rather have the devil we know than the devil we don't.
So you're scared.
I want to hear what Robert has to say about this. How do you take Rich's explanation of why he would not push the button that eliminates government?
Well, I mean, I agree with a lot of what Rich said. You know, if government disappears tomorrow, there are going to be people all over trying to start a new government. But,
yeah.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, there's obviously we're the minority. But, I mean, the people who do not want to be governed, it's going to be a heck of a lot harder to get them to submit to some new government, you know, once this one's in place. I mean, try to get people to recognize the next government is going to be rather difficult, if you ask me. But to me, the most important thing if you knew that, you know, that you had a button that would stop rapists from raping, if you saw a group of men raping a woman, and you could push a button to stop it, would you push that button?
Yeah, it's called a trigger.
if you saw a group of people who were, you know, mugging somebody, would you do that? If you saw people that were just using violence against other individuals, would you use that button to push it to stop that? And I would say, yeah. And then that's why. I mean, if you could push the button to stop the violence, then you would stop the one that people think is legitimate, the violence that people think is legitimate, and then, you know, anything that happens after that is on them.
Free Talk Live.
Trial by jury. The primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam! My best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.